Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand. Kyrie Irving. There's always something going on with Kyrie Irving. Former Cavs GM David Griffin, you know, LeBron's guy.
Yeah.
He went on a podcast with Jeff Goodman, formerly of ESPN, now of CLNS Media. The good podcasting stuff over there. Is that Jim Murray, David Price thing? A couple weeks ago. Now we get this. It's Goodman's podcast called Good and Plenty.
Oh, creative.
Creative, yes. It's like Mike Reese in his old blog,
Reese's Pieces. I missed that one.
He said that on this podcast, David Griffin said that the reports of the friction with LeBron and Kyrie were overplayed, and he was asked about the report that Kyrie wanted out after winning a title with LeBron, like right away, was considering asking out. And David Griffin confirmed this. The GM of the team was aware of this at the time. So he's not denying that that was the case. He knew that Kyrie wanted out, and he has a different reason as to why. It wasn't just LeBron in his mind.
Nobody could have become a ball-dominant play creator who makes other people better in the presence of the single most efficient ball-dominant play creator in history. That's not how you get to be given the opportunity and force-fed the opportunity to fail trying to make a team win. People really lose sight of how important it is to fail and to continue to fail when you're trying to learn something new. If you go out there and you try to make everybody better, and you still win the game and it doesn't matter what you do, that has a much less significant impact on your ability to truly find the frequency that is winning in everyone you play with. Yeah. Kyrie had to do this for the sake of himself as a basketball player, and it had much less to do with his relationship with LeBron. But it's not as sexy a story, so we focus on the relationship. As though somehow it would matter more if we said, oh, they hated each other. Okay, well, let's pretend that's true, and it's not, but pretend it is. Now what? Why is that more interesting than somebody recognizing they have true greatness in them and wanting to find it?
Lot to digest there. Man, he sounds like an inspirational speaker or some crap, doesn't he?
Sounds like Anthony Robbins.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, you got to find your inner player.
You got to fail to be able to be good. To
your
be
creativity.
Able to... What?
I'm confused. I don't even know what he said. Who talks that way in basketball speak? I mean, that's just... Yeah, but he's right, though. I mean, the sexy thing is they didn't like each other. They hate each other. And just the clashing of egos. I mean, so when did they do this podcast? A week ago?
Yeah, within the last week. And Griffin said, it was, look, I'm a 24, 25-year-old kid with a wealth of potential who's already been an Olympian, a gold medalist, who's already won an NBA championship, who made the biggest shot in Cleveland history. Okay, I've done that thing. Now let me go see how good I can really be. Oh, that is so pathetic.
Isn't that what scares you about him as the player, though? That, okay, he's been there, done it all. This early. Like, is one enough? Like,
so,
would you want to see?
Because he's won a gold medal in the Olympics, which is, in this day and age, completely worthless. Let me just
state that.
Okay, that's worthless. Nobody cares about that. Oh, you won a gold medal at the Olympics? When the Americans lose, it's a story.
Yeah. You could put Kentucky out there. University of Kentucky.
No, I don't know. You couldn't, but when you put a team that's stacked with pros, the best basketball players in the world, you should win.
Yeah.
It's only a story when you lose in that thing. Okay, so that's worthless.
Or you win by five.
That you've been an Olympian and a gold medalist. Congratulations. Whoop-de-doo. You won an NBA title. Right. Do you know what you're supposed to do when you do that in sports? Go do it again.
Yeah.
Now it's about, can you do it a second time?
What, do you think Durant all of a sudden wants out of Golden State? No, he finally found a place to go win. He's got two championships. He wants a third. Wants three straight. Wants to get another one. Like, you don't win one and say, boy, I want to go do something different. Like, then you look at that guy and say, well, why don't you want to be part of a team building thing?
Why don't you want to keep that going?
Yeah.
Because personally, you feel like you're being what? Drowned out by LeBron. Isn't that what he's saying? Even if it wasn't off the court, on the court, he didn't feel like he could be himself and be his best player because he had to play with LeBron. That's the feeling there. That he couldn't be the same, couldn't be everything he wanted to be because he was saddled by LeBron James.
The shadow was so big.
He was being brought down by LeBron James.
Yeah, tough life.
Couldn't do it. I don't buy it. I don't buy what David Griffin is selling us here. Had to get out because he had already accomplished so much. He had accomplished it. You know why he has an NBA title?
Why?
Because he played with LeBron James.
Yeah. Do you know, how many straight finals has LeBron
played? Do you know why he's a superstar? Because he played with LeBron James.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because LeBron James allowed him to be in the finals.
Why would people ever be looking at the L.A. Lakers and thinking, they got a shot out in the West because LeBron James is
there. That's not to say that he's not a good player and he couldn't have done that with another team without LeBron James. No. We know Kyrie Irving's a great player. I'm just saying that in his particular circumstance, he does have some things to thank LeBron James for. Has LeBron James been a positive or negative impact on the career of Kyrie Irving?
I would think positive.
Of course. Of course he has. David Griffin. Play him again. What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, play from the beginning,
please. The beauty of failure,
I don't know.
You got to hear that again.
Nobody could have become a ball-dominant play creator who makes other people better in the presence of the single most efficient ball-dominant play creator in history. That's not how you get to be given the opportunity and force-fed the opportunity to fail trying to make a team win. People really lose sight of how important it is to fail. And to continue to fail when you're trying to learn something new, if you go out there and you try to make everybody better and you still win the game and it doesn't matter what you do, that has a much less significant impact on your ability to truly find the frequency that is winning.
The frequency that is winning.
This is like a baseball guy talking about basketball. And OPS
the frequency
and
that is winning.
What do you think Kyrie Irving's war was?
To continue to fail. What were the first 3 years in Cleveland like for Kyrie? There wasn't enough failing there? He needed to continue to fail?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. You get better as a person regardless of what you do because you learn from your mistakes and you correct them.
Everyone understands that. It's a rather simple, simple concept.
Right. So you need to fail to become great?
Greg is in New Hampshire. Greg.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg.
What's up, So I just wanted to draw the comparison, and I know, there's a lot of talk about why Kyrie left and all that, but with him playing alongside LeBron, that could have been a dynamic in much the same way that Scottie Pippen was to Michael Jordan. And I don't think anybody with Scottie Pippen is being necessarily like second fiddle. He's still one of the top 50 players in the NBA, but I just wanted to see if you guys could sort of weigh in on that point. I think it could have been the same dynamic.
Right, and you know what? He just didn't want to be Scottie Pippen. He wanted to be the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen was a good player. Pippen was a good player. Rodman was a really good player. There were other good players with Jordan. Well, what did I just get a look from Hardy that Rodman wasn't a good player?
Rodman was the ultimate role player.
Marcus Smart.
He was Marcus Smart.
He was there to rebound.
Yeah, I was going to say defensively, he was a hell of a player.
He was a good defensive player, but he was a rebounding specialist. So, yeah, but I don't take away from the help that he gave that team and other teams, but I wouldn't call it, he wasn't like an all-around basketball player.
Would you compare it to Draymond Green?
He was important to those teams when he was playing well and had his
Yeah, because they had plenty of scoring. You know, it's just there's a handful of teams he fit with over those years, and yeah, the Bulls may have been the best fit for him, quite frankly, as good as he was with the Pistons. I mean, the Bulls needed somebody to get in there.
The
and
wacko
like,
gene.
All right, so we'll limit it to Pippen. I mean, that's a better,
it's better.
It's a better comparison anyway.
That's better.
Pippen. He didn't want to be Pippen.
Pippen.
He did not want to be Pippen. Because also, David Griffin says they're both alphas, and you can't have two alphas in the room, you know?
Right.
Can't have that.
No.
Not everybody's wanted to play with the best player of his generation either. People have had the opportunity to join forces and didn't. When people have true greatness in them, sometimes they want to be the one who's dictating outcome. If Kyrie envisions himself as an alpha and LeBron's an alpha, the worst thing you can possibly do, and this is where I spent a lot of my time, the worst thing you can possibly do is say you can do this and then sink us from within.
What?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm listening to a Freemasons commercial.
We're overthinking this thing, right? We're overthinking
it. The greatness in you.
I thought in the NBA to win the whole thing, you
what
need
is this?
Three. I thought in the NBA, the magic formula is you need three superstars. Three bona fide superstars to win.
No, I mean, listen, Griffin accuses the media of saying that the storyline is that LeBron and Kyrie hate each other. Right. We've never said that. I haven't heard very many people, if any, say that. What we've also always said is Kyrie couldn't handle not being the guy.
Yeah.
And he's basically confirming it with that. He's
right.
confirming it.
Right, that he needed to go elsewhere to be the guy.
Yeah, he needed to be the guy. Yeah. Hope Jason Tatum doesn't get much better than he is now.
Yeah, I hope
Jason Tatum continues to just be this player and doesn't reach his ceiling, because that's going to be bad news.
Hope Gordon Hayward comes back healthy, lights it up, but not too much, to piss Kyrie
off.
Yeah,
I hope Gordon Hayward's not an alpha.
Don't take too many shots, Gordon.
I hope that
these
guys are reserved and know their roles.
Yeah, God forbid.
I hope there are no other alphas on the team. I hope they all just check their alpha at the door. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on this. Your thoughts on Marcus Smart. And the possibility of a sign and trade. Why in the world would Danny Ainge do that right now? He's got Marcus Smart exactly where he wants him. 617-779-0985.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Marcus is, I think, pretty well aware of how I feel. And I saw him a couple days before free agency. He was in town for his camp. Saw him over at our new practice facility. You know, I've talked to him a bunch. I'm not involved in all the negotiation part of it and all the numbers part of it, and he knows that, and he also knows that we really want him back. So you know, I know that our front office has worked hard to be communicative and go from there.
Zolak and Bertrand, Brad Stevens, on Marcus Smart. Excuse me. That was on Kyrie, right? Or Smart. Who was that?
Smart.
This is what you do when you play it. We're not sitting here. I don't know what you were playing.
Marcus is, I think.
Thank you.
Well.
Smart.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. He said Marcus.
Thanks.
It's the first word.
Morris.
Jim and
I
never heard the first word.
It was on Marcus Morris. Sorry.
Jim's in Beverly. Jim.
Hey, what do you say, Mark?
Hey, what's
hey, we
up?
Say Jim. Hey, Jim.
What's up, Zo?
What's up? We say Jim.
So on Marcus Smart, I mean, there's no market for him. He's seeing that now. But he's in a great spot. He can play for that 1 year, $6 million. You have a good year, and you're a free agent next year, and you're probably going to the finals. I mean, could it be any better for him?
No, it couldn't. I mean, well, wait.
Sure,
no,
money.
Could. Money could be
money.
Better, but in terms of, like, situation, if he's got to swallow it for 1 year, yeah, no, this is a good situation for him.
I think so. And you're on a championship team that you already know your role.
Yeah, but with here's the thing, too. With everybody coming back and the type of production you're going to have from guys like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward, what's the production going to be for Smart in, say, a contract year? He's still going to be the same role guy. You know, he's going to be the grit, the grind. He's going to be your tough guy, play good defense, dive on the court and all that. And then when he hits it again, he's not going to be a different player. So in his mind, he's thinking, I'm worth hell of a lot more than $6.1 million. This is a low
number. Good, then wait a year and go sign a new deal.
But my point is, next year it's going to be the same again. Like, you don't view him as a scorer. You don't view him as a starting guard. So what teams are going to do?
A bad team would. He's a starter on a bad team.
I tried to say that. I tried to say it at the gym the other day, but he's like, why? Why would who's gonna take him?
He was talking about specific teams. On a bad team, he's a starter. But why would you want that? Because a bad team wants to pay you. But I would also tell you this: you're gonna get more if you wait it out for the next year. You're gonna get paid more. You will. You're not gonna get the most possible money by signing a long term deal now. You're just not.
At least we think that.
This is not the time that you want the deal. If you think you can come back, unless you've got a deal that blows you away. Do you think he's going to get more than $44 million
no,
in the
I don't.
Market right now?
No, and I don't think he's going to get more than that next year. See, that's the thing. So I don't understand how this is a great situation for him. You know, it's not a great situation. He wants to be paid.
Troy in Dorchester. Troy.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. What up, Troy? Nice phone.
So it's a little surprising to me that he doesn't understand that he put his hand to a pitcher, and that's costing him money. If he can get a whole season without destroying his own hand off the court, he might get that $14, $15 million he's thinking about.
I got to let Troy go. I get his point there. The phone was bad today. How does that not even get brought up? Yeah, I feel like that hasn't really caught up to him or chased him. Has it? Is anyone talking about that right now?
No, nobody is.
Are those other teams bringing it up? Maybe. I would. If I were one of those other teams and you want this big contract and you think you're worth $14 million a year, why am I paying you $14? Are you going to make sure that you don't put your fist through a table or a picture on the wall?
I'd be more concerned with the thumb ligament.
Or a door or anything else that you might be inclined to hit because an Instagram model showed up at the game. Isn't that what it was? Some girl on Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think you're worth this? Why? Can we count on you to not lose your mind?
How do you not control your emotions? We're going to give you all this money. There's something wrong. There's something not right. I'd be more concerned with his injury at the end of the year. You know, ripping up a thumb ligament on your shooting hand. That's hard. You know, I know they fixed it. No surgeries there, but I'd be more concerned with that than punching a thing. But that is a concern. It's part of it. It's all part of it. It's all part of it when these teams look at you.
They should factor all of it in. They should. And is he paying for it right now? He might be, but it doesn't. I don't think that's the number one reason why he's not getting money. He's a restricted free agent.
He's a restricted free agent. When you look at him, you don't look at him as a scorer.
I'm sorry, but he's not top of the list for any teams out there in terms of the market open. Make sure we call Marcus Smart. That's what I think it comes down to for
him. Self-inflated value. Overinflated value. Yeah, I mean, he's looking at this like, I helped this team big down the stretch. We had major injuries this year, and I was a big part of what we did and why we got to the spot we got to.
$6.05 million, the qualifying offer. The Celtics are in no position where they have to pay him more than what that is. They offered him four at 44.
Okay, say Danny comes back and says, okay, let's try two for 22. What about three for 30? What do you want to do? Or you just want to take the 6.05? What do you want to do, Marcus? What would Marcus do?
Dangle it in front of him? I see what you're saying.
I dangle it.
But you know what?
Because you know he gives you, he's valuable.
Would you do that right now?
I would.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Because you don't have to.
I know you don't have to, but I'm saying, you know, I mean, Horford's getting towards the end here at some point. You got to.
No, I get.
He's good for what you are as a team.
But I would say to him, let's go and get your offer. If you feel like, you know, our offer wasn't good,
We're not doing four for 40, but I'll give you two for 22.
Go see what your offers are. Get an offer.
Yeah.
Because what if he doesn't get another offer, though? What's he left with? 1 year, $6 million.
Yeah.
That's what he's left with.
Yep.
If he does not get another offer right now, that's what he has to take. So if you're the Celtics,
you're looking at this thing.
I'm not going to pay you until you force me to pay you.
Hey, Marcus, we were generous. And we tried to offer you four for 44. You didn't take it. Here's what I'm going to do. Not to help you out, but – It's not a four-year contract, but we'll do the same average per year. 2 for 22. And you become a free agent after the second year. It gives us some stability for 2 years, and it gives you a nice little bump in pay. See, I wouldn't take the 3 for 30. I'd take 2 for 22 and then hit it. Hit it in 2 years. I don't know. I think you got a chance to keep him here for a little bit. Because I do like him as a player. I think he's fun to watch. Who else takes over his role if he's gone next year? Now, is that something you worry about? Do they really fret over that? I don't know.
You're better with them than without them.
Yeah, but I'm saying in 2 years. You know what I mean? Next year.
Peter's in Jamaica playing. Peter.
Guys, how you doing? I'd like to see him offer, maybe you'd turn it down, but the same contract David Bradley got, which is like 2 years or 25, that would give him a lot of money. He's going to come up for another, contract when he's still pretty young, and we got him locked up for 2 years. And then the other thing was Kyrie Irving. He's not, I mean, to me, the odds of him getting a big contract here are very slim. And only not because of the quality of his play, but I just don't see him getting through a season injured. You don't want to pay $180 million to a point guard who is fighting injuries all the time.
Well, in a way, Peter, it's a good thing that that deal is not going to get done now, because what if he has a completely healthy season next year?
Yeah. I know. I'm just saying, I think by the end of next season, he's going to be injured.
Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and if that's true, I think you're right. I think if that happens... You want to sign him to a max deal?
No. No, absolutely not.
It's sort of interesting, sorry.
Yeah.
If he comes back and he's hurt, Kyrie Irving, that may completely destroy his Celtics future or chance of there being a future with the Celtics.
Well, he's become a movie star now. He's got all these other things.
Well,
he's already done it. He's an Olympian, you know, gold medal.
Winner. Won't another team that is desperate for a player be more accepting of a guy who's got a chronic knee problem than a team that already has him? Take the Celtics out of it. Take Kyrie Irving. Any player with an injury like that situation, they're going to say, well, wait a minute. We're building something here, and we've got good young talent around you. We can't be hung up on whether your knee is working or not.
Man, imagine the season starts. You get into November, December, and all of a sudden Kyrie misses a game or two because of soreness. You're like, oh, God.
Well, soreness is one thing, but...
Well, they'll term it soreness. They're not going to give you the details on what it is. Like, wow, we got inflammation in there. Something still isn't right with the knee.
You miss a game or two, I'm not going to freak out. But if miss extended periods of time...
I mean, look at the Pedroia thing. If you say
we're shutting him down for the month, then you start saying, well, wait a minute.
Like,
forget it. So what Peter is saying is that is going to happen, and therefore you're not going to want to pay him, or Danny Ainge is not going to want to pay him, and the Celtics won't probably pay him,
right?
So his health is very important to whether or not there's a future for him here. 617-779-0985. Get your calls on the Celtics, Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart as well, and everything from last night with the Red Sox coming up after these headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox got the 4-2 win over the Rangers last night at Fenway Park. Gives them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Is that 9 times in a row they've won now? Is that right?
9 times.
Can't be.
9 times.
Yes.
9 times.
They'll go for win number 10 tonight when David Price goes to the mound opposite Marco Estrada in the first of 4 against the Toronto Blue Jays. That'll lead them right into the All-Star break. Celtics yesterday off in Las Vegas. Single elimination summer league begins this afternoon. They take on the New York Knicks. Croatia got a very late goal to beat England yesterday 2-1. So they are now into the final of the World Cup, the second smallest country in World Cup history to make the final. They'll take on France in the final on Sunday. Headlines are brought to you by... Oh, yes. How silly of me. Ace Ticket. They have the best deals on seats with the outstanding customer service you deserve. Visit aceticket.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zone, and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zone and Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Phone lines are open. You want to grab one? Go for it. Go for it. You see, the Bruins are taking anthem auditions?
Yeah, they have to be done in 90 seconds. 90 seconds or under? So you got to move quickly.
I feel like 90 seconds is enough time, though, is it not?
I think it's long.
Yeah. They're looking for a multitude of talented singers to perform the anthem. They're looking for the replacement for Rene Rancor.
Tough gig.
Select performers will be invited to audition live at TD Garden on August 8th, starting at 5:30 p.m.
It's like you're looking for the next Santa Claus. How do we replace Rene Rancor?
Due to strict time restrictions, candidates are required to sing the anthem in 90 seconds or less. Applicants will be judged on vocal quality, stage presence, and level of comfort.
And ability to stand
on
ice.
What exactly is level of comfort?
Like you look like you can deal with it. You're not
nervous. You're not nervous. You're
like, hey, I got this gig. Cocky. We're looking for people with swagger to come in and nail this sucker. Don't do what the Verve did.
Fans can fill out an application at bostonbruins.com/anthem is where you can go.
How did our morning show not send anybody over? This seems like a Bird bit or something, you know? Hi, what's up? It's my name, Bird, and I'm here to sing National Anthem.
Okay, here's something else that's interesting, is that when you go to the application page, you not only have to be able to sing the American, the United States National Anthem.
Yeah. And Canadian, hosers.
You got to do the Canadian one, too.
I can do that.
So you can look at the application, you fill out all your basic information, right? Your occupation, your school, the largest venue you've ever performed at. The approximate audience size, the largest audience size you've performed for.
Yeah.
Other pertinent information. And then there's a yes or no. Are you able to perform the Canadian National Anthem, English version only?
That'd be negative.
You don't need to do the French.
Yeah, that'd be negative.
And then they would like for you to upload a sample of you singing the U.S. anthem, and then also a sample of the Canadian anthem. I think we should start putting together our samples.
I think we should.
I think that we should.
You mean Hardy, you mean?
Yeah, the three of us.
Sounds good.
Can you do O Canada?
Oh, no.
What if we print out the lyrics to O Canada?
I could sing it then. I could read.
You want to do that?
Sure.
O Canada, the English version.
Yep.
We've got to do the...
What if I did the French for? I took 3 years of French.
I don't think you'd be very good at that.
Oh, bonjour.
Oh, I don't know. We one time had you translate French for
us. Je m'appelle Scott.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
Il s'appelle Beetle. Avec moi?
I don't know that would be preferred.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Is that French? Yeah, that's French.
I don't know. You're the guy who speaks French.
I haven't taken it since high school. Good God.
Coming up in 10 minutes, by the way, 10 minutes from now, we will open Hardy's annual email from Augusta National and the Masters.
I love this day.
Evenement
de Deniers, your... That's with?
That's with?
No, Avec is with.
When was that? How long ago was that, Tom?
That's a while ago.
Long time ago.
It's the beginning of hockey season. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that? What the hell were we reading?
It was a Claude's press conference.
Oh, Claude's comments up in Montreal.
Yeah, last February. Yeah,
February.
Bonjour.
Okay. Right. John's in the car. John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, so I think 2 for $22 for Smart is way too high. That would be basically 1 for $6 and 1 for $16, and there's no reason that the Celtics have to do that. I do think Smart's a $10 million a year type guy, but I don't think the Celtics have to make him whole, because they already got him at 1 for $6, so maybe 3 for $27,
right?
Or 4 for $38, or something like that.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but I mean, we agreed that 2 days ago you asked me, Beetle, is Smart a $10 million a year player, and we all said yes.
Yes, he is.
So if you're Danny Ainge,
but they've
and you're
already got him.
Team,
but John's right. John is right about this. They've already got him for that 1 and $6. They've nailed him on.
You're
that.
Totally right from a money standpoint. But if you're Danny Ainge, and you're not only building a team for this year, but you're looking ahead to the future, and you're like, we really want Marcus here for the next 2 years. And I'm comfortable offering him this. We're already there at 11 a year for 4. Why don't we just cut it in half?
Right. John, in that situation, it's more about how much do they value the second year of knowing they have him.
Yeah. So I'm with
that's my
I'm
point.
On that. And so that's why I would do like the – because I want him happy as well. And I think we don't want a disgruntled Marcus Smart. We want an excited Marcus Smart. So – I'd still like to go back for the duration of 4, but not go all the way to 44. So 4 for 38, even 4 for 40, maybe I do.
Yeah.
You go 2, and I think both are happy. We revisit it in 2 years. And if you're good enough, you're going to go elsewhere and get paid a hell of a lot.
Well, then you do something like, hey, you know what? You think you're worth 14 a year? I'll give you 14 next year. 2 at 20.
There you go.
It's a little different. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I'll give you the 14. Fine. We'll give you 6 this year. We'll give you 14 next year.
Right. And then you're able to hit the market in 2 years. Yeah.
Even though the money would be divvied up over the 2 years. But correct. You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Listen, we already got you for 1 at 6 right now. I'm going to tack on 14 for next year, and we'll divvy up the money over the next 2 years.
Seems simple. Seems easy, actually.
But Marcus has backed himself into this corner because he's panicky. He should have just been not said anything to anybody.
Yeah, it's bad agent representation is what it is. You know, you're trying to fool everybody into thinking there's this market out there for you when everybody knows there isn't. Happy Walters.
Happy Walters. What a guy. Happy. Mark in Medford on the Bruins anthem. Mark. Mark!
Hey!
Go!
What's up?
If you guys put in your applications, I'm going to be there right with you.
Well, I know you're doing it.
Some stiff competition, absolutely. I could sing.
Well, let's hear a little bit. You got a little something right now
for us? Go.
Right now I'm in the car. I can't do it.
Oh, you can't sing while you're in the car?
You can't sing and drive?
How about up front of 18,000 screaming fans?
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about that. I did it professionally for a little while, so I'm not worried about that. No,
Mark, you can't call with that and then not sing. Give us a little something.
Yeah, I know Tom, the cop from Worcester, will call.
Yeah, he'll call and sing.
He'll sing it.
Just for Zoe, because he doesn't know the words. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love, in all of us command. You notice the word change there.
That's nice.
I know they changed the words a couple years ago. They changed the words.
You're like Celine Dion. You lose your accent when you sing.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You ever hear Billy
Lanny
sing?
While you're out of the room, Hardy. While you're out of the room, we've decided that because the Bruins are asking that you submit samples in both of the United States and the American National Anthem and the Canadian one. You have to submit a sample of the Canadian one that we will be doing both here. We're all going to put together samples.
Well, we've already started this process, and there's only time to do one. So you can choose one or the other.
I'm going to do American.
What do you mean there's only time to do one?
There's only time to do one. Roger's very busy today.
Yeah, I'm not doing America's hat.
And that we're not half-assing this. We are...
Canada.
You can sing Oh Canada.
Our home Canada. And native land.
Very good. Don't do it now.
True.
No, you'll do it later.
Patriot love. In all of us command.
That's right. That's how the song goes. For but you can sing one or the other.
Hearts.
Why is he doing
that
now?
The rise.
Because he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
It's his show.
One song.
The true north, strong and free. No, I'm going to do the American one. We're all going to do the American one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do either one, but you got time to do one.
Or Americans.
Roger will help us with our reindeer games to a certain extent.
Right. Okay. We'll do that coming up in the noontime hour. Coming up next, we're going to open Hardy's email from the Masters.
Yes.
He has not opened it. He forwarded the email without looking at it. Tom then printed it out and put it in an envelope and sealed it. Tom is the only one who knows if Hardy...
It says, to Rob Hardy Poole from the Masters.
The Masters. We do this every year.
With the Beasley Broadcasting envelope.
How many years has it been now that you've requested passes?
6 minimum.
Okay, and you've been rejected every single time?
Oh, yeah, roundly rejected.
We will find out if you are rejected again.
I'm going to call it. Today's the day.
Solak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Solak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hello, friends. It's that time of year again. It's that time of year again. Hardy got his letter, his email. It's not a letter. It's electronic. From the Masters. Is it from Augusta or they run the Masters? So
I want to go just to eat the sandwiches.
From there, right?
Held the golf.
They have the tickets. Hardy has put in a request for tickets for 6 years or so, and every year he's been rejected because they allow requests every year.
Right, and you can request you know, up to four or six, I forget, practice round, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I just put anything, you know, all rounds, and I ask for two tickets. I'll take anything. And some people have gotten them this way. It's like they end up requesting anything, and they say, here you go. Here's two tickets to Wednesday's practice round. And that's what you get. You get what you get. Now, while you're down there, you might try and buy some tickets from a scalper or a broker, but if that's what you get, that's it. You can't ask for more. So, I don't know.
Okay. So you're willing to take anything, practice round?
Yes.
Anything.
Just get me on the course for free one day where I'm not working, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've never really explored the, you know, credentials going down there and like working the event. I want to go and enjoy.
We're going as a fan.
Yes. Is that so wrong?
No, of course not. Who wouldn't want that? So you have it in your hand. It's been printed out by Tom. He sealed the envelope. He's the only individual on the face of this planet outside of those who work at the Masters to know if you have been accepted this year or not.
Right, for the 2019 Masters Tournament.
Are you ready?
This is like when Seth, in a great movie at Orange County, he wanted to go to Princeton, and his dad didn't want him to go there, and he opened up the letter, and like he couldn't read it. He let it.
Was it Princeton or was it
ugly
Stanford?
Girlfriend read it. He wanted to go, maybe it was Stanford.
Yeah.
Great movie.
California.
Mother was always hammered.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready? Yes, taking the paper out of the envelope.
Jesus. I don't even feel nervous.
There we go.
2019 Masters tickets, random selection. We have completed, I'm reading it line by line, just peeling down. We have completed the random selection process for the 2019 practice rounds and daily tournament and tickets, and regret your application was not selected for tickets.
It's like Publishers Clearinghouse.
Sorry. Be sure and visit masters.com for up-to-the-date Masters Tournament
information. Oh, yeah, I'll just keep following you and keep begging you to.
Again. I get rejected.
As a reminder, you will be notified next May when the ticket application process begins for the 2020 Masters.
How much is a stamp?
So to put things in perspective, my next chance to go is in 2020.
What's a stamp? 43 cents now? How much is a stamp?
It's 50 cents.
For what?
Is it 50 cents? A stamp.
So yeah, why?
Like, save your money. Don't even, like a stamp and put it on there.
Oh, sorry, 49 cents.
49 cents.
Yeah. They didn't.
Isn't it amazing we have no clue what a stamp costs?
They emailed it to me. We printed it out.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, but send your application in. They said stay tuned for the next date.
Yeah, you submitted
online.
Oh,
no, I'm right. It is. It's 50 cents now. They went from 49 to 50 earlier this year.
Wow.
You submitted it. Everything's online. Everything's online.
50 cents. They save 50 cents.
Instead of lick it.
You know, the new company has an affiliate in Augusta.
Yeah.
I believe it's a sports station.
We have a sports station in Augusta?
Or
how big is Augusta?
We should run on it.
In Atlanta. All
how
I know.
How big is Augusta?
I was down here. Come on down here. Watch some golfing down here.
I was told by one of the people, or there's Schneekloth, I think, told me that they have a broadcast area, this station, at the Masters.
Well, there's your in.
There's a road show.
Start talking
upper management. It seems like it.
Start making nice with other people.
Because I'm not 2020. Now I got to wait till 2020.
Maybe not. Maybe you'll be there in 2019. You just don't know it yet.
If you could pull off doing a show in Nashville, how can you not do one at the Masters?
You should go on remote to Augusta next spring.
Yes. For the golf show.
Yes.
For the Sports Hub Golf Club.
Yeah, wait. We do this at spring training. We make like Shaughnessy and Roach call in to all the different shows. We send you down to walk around.
Oh my God!
I think I've told you this already.
Every show,
you're missing a major opportunity by talking to all these local stiffs on your golf show. You should be talking nationally. You should take this show national. Could be a big deal.
What local stiffs?
And when you talk to all your local guys on your golf show,
I'm talking to a national guy today, Brendan Steele.
I know
he just played in the U.S. Open. He's going to the British Open.
Hardy, if you want to do the Boston golf show, keep talking to the local guys. You want to take this show and syndicate it? Stop talking to them. Put them on a different show.
98.5 The Golf Club.
Yes, and forget 98.5. You should be like Hardy's Golf Club, and no matter where you are in this country, you can tune in on a Saturday morning and hear Hardy talking golf.
If I were only in it for personal gain, I would do that. But Beetle.
You're in it for the greater good, apparently.
The greater good of the continued good ratings of the Sports Hub Golf Club. And we all know, local. Got to keep it local. But why don't you talk about...
I'm not saying you shouldn't do the local.
Why don't you talk about the Dallas Cowboys?
You need to do a national one.
Why don't you start... That's what you need to do. Why don't you start talking more soccer?
Because there's a lot of guys that do that. That's not what we do best.
We'll talk least here.
Well, we talk mostly New England golf on the Sports Hub Golf Club, but we went to Connecticut one time.
All
right, so what national angle would get me access to the Masters?
Just don't talk to the local guys. Just talk to all your national guys.
And how's that going to get me access to the Masters? You know, I talked to Jim Nantz. I've asked Jim Nantz. I said, Nantz, how about it? Throw me a bone over here.
Well, as soon as I can get my own mother, my own sainted mother into the Masters, I'll work on yours.
If you were born to Jim Nantz, he'd get you.
He can't. I've asked him.
You think his wife doesn't get the Masters?
I've tried.
You've talked to Nance about it. Nance seeks Zoe out.
Here's what you want to do. You want to follow us around at the Waste Management Open.
I did that, and it was a lot of fun. The Waste Management was a blast. Tons of hookers. Hookers everywhere at that thing.
Yeah?
Hookers on a golf course, middle of the day, noontime. In February in Phoenix, where are all the hookers? They're at the golf course. I don't know why. That's where they are.
They're closing deals.
They're there as escorts for the day. It's like a whole day long thing.
Caddies.
No, they're not caddies.
Hold my bag.
No.
They're there for business leads.
Networking.
They're networking.
Right.
The sports.
It's a hooker version of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So you can expand this golf thing, though, because I watch that show.
Kinkton.
Like Beachfront Bargains. You know, like you watch that, like House Kinkton. Hunters Beachfront. They have an international one.
Easy.
What?
But like, that's more appealing to me. Like the international one, like, hey, let's go see what these houses cost all around the country. You could do, like, you went the golf. Where'd you go for the
House Hunters International is what you like?
I like that.
Why do you like that?
Because you get to see, like look at these people over in England. They got this little stove that they cook on for their tea.
How are we talking about that?
How much
I don't know.
That show
no
sucks. It's all BS.
No, but I'd rather watch that than the local stuff.
It's all lies.
I'm just telling you, you could do international golf
local
show.
Stuff on that.
I'd rather watch local stuff on
where'd
that.
Where'd you go? Who'd you golf with the barefooted kid? The Franklin kid. Where was that at?
He wasn't barefoot.
Right?
He was a world-class cricketer turned golf professional. His name was Franklin Stevenson, and that was at it was in Barbados at the
and the food was
the big place.
Oh, it's delightful!
Oh my God,
the tuna was like
lunch with Sir Garfield Sobers. Talk about a cricket legend! That was at the. At that big place.
Here. Yeah. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday, July 14th. Donate 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Best Western in Woburn.
Yeah.
The first 80 donors will receive a coupon for a free appetizer from Waxy O'Connor's. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can schedule an appointment at redcrossblood.org. The Sports Hub American Red Cross Blood Drive, Saturday, 10 to 3:30 at the Best Western in Woburn. Check it out. And the American Red Cross has issued an urgent alert for blood. They need it right now to save lives. They especially need type O, but they need all blood types. So get on Saturday to the Best Western in Woburn, the Sports of American Red Cross Blood Drive, 10 to 3:30.
I saw somebody sent us a tweet, and if Adam Jones had his blood tested, it would be B negative. The vulture.
90 seconds, so commercials. Here's Hardy.
Touchdown! Score! Score!
Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station.